digits that breaks most eggs in this country. So how do you know which basket to pick? The answer is the focusing question. Mark Twain agreed with Carnegie and described it this way. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret to getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming tasks into small, manageable tasks, and then starting on the first one. So how do you know what the first one should be? Again, it's the focusing question. Did you notice that both of these great men considered their advice a secret? I don't think it's so much a secret as something people know but don't give proper weight or importance. Most people are familiar with the Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. They just never stop to fully appreciate that if this is true, then the wrong first step begins a journey that could end as far as 2,000 miles from where they want to be. The focusing question helps keep your first step from being a misstep.
Life is a question.
You may be asking, why focus on a question when what we really crave is an answer? It's simple. Answers come from questions, and the quality of any answer is directly determined by the quality of the question. Ask the wrong question, get the wrong answer. Ask the right question, get the right answer. Ask the most powerful question possible, and the answer can be life-altering. Voltaire once wrote, "Judge a man by his questions rather than his answers." Sir Francis Bacon added, "A prudent question is one half of wisdom." Indira Gandhi concluded that the power to question is the basis of all human progress. Great questions are clearly the quickest path to great answers. Every discoverer and inventor begins his quest with a transformative question. The scientific method asks questions of the universe in hypothesis form. The more than 2,000-year-old Socratic method, teaching through questions, is still embraced by educators from the heights of Harvard Law School to the local kindergarten class. Questions engage our critical thinking. Research shows that asking questions improves learning and performance by as much as 150%. In the end, it's hard to argue with author Nancy Willard, who wrote, "Sometimes questions are more important than answers." I first became aware of the power of questions as a young man. I read a poem that affected me profoundly, and I've carried it with me ever since. Listen for yourself.
My Wage by J.B. Rittenhouse.
I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more, however I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer, he gives you what you ask, but once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn, dismayed, that any wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. The last two lines deserve repeating. Any wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. One of the most empowering moments of my life came when I realized that life is a question, and how we live it is our answer. How we phrase the questions we ask ourselves determines the answers that eventually become our life. The challenge is that the right question isn't always so obvious. Most things we want don't come with a roadmap or a set of instructions, so it can be difficult to frame the right question. Clarity must come from us. It seems we must envision our own journeys, make our own maps, and create our own compasses. To get the answers we seek, we have to invent the right questions, and we're left to devise our own. So how do you do this? How do you come up with uncommon questions that take you to uncommon answers? You ask one question, the focusing question. Anyone who dreams of an uncommon life eventually discovers there is no choice but to seek an uncommon approach to living it. The focusing question is that uncommon approach. In a world of no instructions, it becomes the simple formula for finding exceptional answers that lead to extraordinary results. The focusing question asks the following. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? The focus in question is so deceptively simple that its power is easily dismissed by anyone who doesn't closely examine it. But that would be a mistake. The focus in question can lead you to answer not only big picture questions such as, where am I going or what target should I aim for, but also small focus ones as well, like, what must I do right now to be on the path to getting the big picture? Or, where's the bullseye? It tells you not only what your basket should be, but also the first step toward getting it. It shows you how big your life can be, and just how small you must go to get there. It's both a map for the big picture and a compass for your smallest next move. Extraordinary results are rarely happenstance. They come from the choices we make and the actions we take. The focusing question always aims you at the absolute best of both by forcing you to do what is essential to success. Make a decision. But not just any decision. It drives you to make the best decision. It ignores what is doable and drills down to what is necessary, to what matters. It leads you to the first domino. To stay on track for the best possible day, month, year, or career, you must keep asking the focusing question. Ask it again and again, and it forces you to line up tasks in their levered order of importance. Then, each time you ask it, you see your next priority. The power of this approach is that you're setting yourself up to accomplish one task on top of another. When you do the right task first, you also build the right mindset first, the right skill first, and the right relationship first. Powered by the focusing question, your actions become a natural progression of building one right thing on top of the previous right thing. When this happens, you're in position to experience the power of the domino effect.
Anatomy of the question.
The focusing question collapses all possible questions into one. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary?
Part 1. What's the one thing I can do?
This sparks focused action. The phrase, what's the one thing, tells you the answer will be one thing versus many. It forces you towards something specific. It tells you right up front that, although you may consider many options, you need to take this seriously because you don't get 2, 3, 4, or more. You can't hedge your bet. You're allowed to pick one thing and one thing only. The last phrase, can do, is an embedded command directing you to take action that is possible. People often want to change this to should do, could do, or would do. But those choices all miss the point. There are many things we should, could, or would do, but never do. Action you can do beats intention every time.
Shel Silverstein said, but those woulda, coulda, shouldas all ran away and hid from one little did. Part 2. Such that by doing it.
This portion of the focusing question tells you there is a criterion your answer must meet. It's the bridge between just doing something and doing something for a specific purpose. Such that by doing it lets you know you're going to have to dig deep. Because when you do this one thing, something else is going to happen.
Part 3. Everything else will be easier or unnecessary.
Archimedes said, give me a lever long enough and I could move the world. And that's exactly what this last part tells you to find. Everything else will be easier or unnecessary is the ultimate leverage test. It tells you when you found the first domino. It says that when you do this one thing, everything else you do to accomplish your goal will now either be doable with less effort or no longer even necessary. Most people struggle to comprehend how many things don't need to be done if they would just start by doing the right thing. In effect, this qualifier seeks to declutter your life by asking you to put on blinders. This elevates the answer's potential to change your life by doing the leveraged thing and avoiding distractions. The focusing question asks you to find the first